I'm Ms. Greer. Hello, it's customer relations to see what your whole experience was like.
Well, I think I put the comments in your Facebook and you took them down.
Let me just type your details into the system in front of me here just now. A dark grey Chesterfield, a three-seater. And that arrived there on Friday. How are you getting on with it?
No, it didn't arrive. You clearly have not been kept in the loop then. There's been very bad service.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I ordered that sofa and to be emailed the day before at 4 p.m. I've actually put comments in your Facebook and I've been taken down and I've been barred from the Facebook.
I'm looking at the Trustpilot stuff you put up here. Whoa, you didn't hold back, did you?
No, I didn't hold back. I'm glad you noticed.
I take that quite personally myself.
Are you kidding me on? It's really bad feedback, Michael, and clearly you've read the Trustpilot comments.
Uncalled for and very unnecessary. And we offered you a discount of £210.
No, you didn't offer me a discount, so this is where I'm getting angry now, because you're saying you offered me a discount.
Cowboys don't offer discounts, and they don't offer to refund money.
Excuse me, are you the customer care person, and you're on here arguing with me? Listen, do you know that? What's your second name, Michael?
It's actually Michael Flatley, but not that one, obviously.
Aye, clearly. Are you kidding me on? You're phoning me up now, and you're actually arguing with me, Michael. My point is, if I went to shop for a loaf, I wouldn't come back with milk. You get my point?
I'm not understanding that at all.
I'm no surprised you don't understand it, because you don't understand a great deal this company. But what I'm saying to you is, I ordered a sweet and you were giving me a different sweet, so I don't want the different sweet and I don't appreciate your customer service, Michael.
Any of our sweets are top notch, and the thing we were trying to do was compensate you for your inconvenience, despite the fact that you yourself stupidly put your sweet away before the new one arrived.
Excuse me, I've got you on record here for saying that. You call me a customer stupid now? I've got witnesses here to say that you did call me stupid.
I mean, do you not feel a bit stupid by putting that out before the new one had arrived?
So you're calling me stupid now?
Well, I'm here to try and help.
No, you're not helping. You're being picky to a customer. Don't dare say you're trying to help.
Well, listen, how about this? Because you've got nothing to sit on at the moment. I'm going to buy some blow-up chairs and pop them in the post for you.
Sorry? Sorry, you're making the office laugh now, Michael.
What's so funny about that? I was going to go out to the pound shop and use my own money to buy them.
Seriously, is this a prank call? I've got somebody in the wind up here now. Is that something to do with you?
What, you mean your pal Jackie? It's Robin Galloway, the Heart Breakfast Show. Just 8:10 phone tapping you.
Oh my God, who is that?
It's Robin Galloway from Heart.
Oh my God, it is. Oh my God.
And how's that for customer feedback?
Oh my God. Oh, Michael Flatley. I was like, aye, Michael Flatley. Oh my God, I need to go. I can't believe it.